natural silence. They seemed so ready to lumber off their platform, to step over the red velvet barricade and head on down the hall, their massive hips swaying. I could not believe they would never move or breathe, that I could never make contact with them. I think exploration is about contact, about looking for connections between here and there, between past and present, between the individual and the universe. It is a way to confront and then overcome our fear of the unknown. It is Lawrence Millman dining with the headhunters in Ecuador. It is Jean Savoy seeking an ancient city in the jungles of Peru. Some travelers believe they can remain aloof from their journeys of exploration. They seek to recast the unknown or the different in images of their choosing. But explorers worthy of the title inhabit their experience, no matter how difficult or threatening, and come to know its value. The explorer's mind ultimately is open to the unknown and the unfamiliar. It is open to whatever is, and this openness can bring great joy as well as pain. We are natural explorers, born to experience wonder. We start at birth exploring ourselves. Babies spend hours observing their own fingers and toes.